The following program is paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents. The opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there? Once again, Happy New Year. What a great, great new year we expect it to be here at Tony Mart Presents. Music, food, fun, and travel. Let the good times roll. I'm a little hoarse because we let them roll last night at Josie Kelly's. What a great, great night we had there at the Triple Tribute. The guys were so wonderful. The entire group that came out from the Tony Mart All-Stars, Billy Walton and Bob Kimmel, the great drummer from Red and the Girls Can't Help It, did a job as a volunteer helping us self-produce, because Tony Mart Cares is a community service organization, and by having volunteers like Bobby Kimmel, the great drummer and retired sound engineer from the Atlantic City casino scene, and Mike Riley, who is one of our directors of Tony Mart Cares, he brought equipment. Atlantic Media donated the use of equipment. Bobby Kimmel came out and did a masterful job. And it was really wonderful from 7:20 until about 10:35, 10:40. Three shows like lightning, less than a 5-minute break in between, and just wonderful. And Josie Kelly's did a great job. I was just telling Dermot at Josie Kelly's how great his staff was. A beautiful woman there named Terry had two other bartenders in that room, in the beautiful ballroom there. It's really the best venue for a rock and roll bar situation to do a live show. On the mainland, really, I can't think of anything. And they did. Josie Kelly's really deserved a big round of applause for what they did last night for us, their staff. And everybody had a wonderful time. A lot of sponsors came out. A lot of people came out and gave little contributions. We're building it all up to present to the city the June 12th through September 11th, what we call now the Legacy Concerts on the Beach in Summers Point, produced by Tony Mart Cares, Inc. And last night was the kickoff party for that, and it was wonderful. And Billy Walton was so great. Danny Eyer doing the Beatles. Howard Isaacson, you know, and Howard Isaacson did his song, Daylight, which was the number one contemporary jazz, which is also another way of saying smooth jazz, song of the year in 2025. That's just how great Howard Isaacson is. Of course, he's our first call saxophone in the Tony Mart All-Stars. And he was amazing playing with both Danny Eyer and Billy Walton. He didn't want to go home. He did some stuff on the Eagles show, too. It was just that kind of night. And we want to thank everybody for what they did, and for the nice crowd of people, not too crowded, but certainly a full house, and comfortable and cool. Everybody had a great time. Today we're going to have the Wine Goddess as we kick off. Of course, the Wine Goddess is Julia Stacy Riley and her BoozyLifestyles.com website. We're going to kick off a little special that we're going to be running. You know, after the football and after the Super Bowl comes the Olympics. And we want to get ahead of that by doing a Olympic wine special, because the Olympics this year are going to be held in the geographical region that gives the world some of the greatest wines of all. And that, of course, is Northern Italy. It's Milan Cortina, Milan, of course, is the great international city, the capital of Italian finance and business. And Cortina is the beautiful ski resort in the foothills of the Alps. If you want to see how charming Cortina is, get a hold of it and watch on demand for your eyes only. The James Bond movie, much of that is set in Cortina. It'll give you a great idea of how beautiful that place is. A lot of the ski activities are going to be in and around Cortina and in and around Milan, which is one of the great international cities. But it has the wines, and we're going to talk about the wines from Barolo and Barbaresco and great values, because these are the big reds. When you're talking about these kinds of wines, you're talking about what it is to have Napa Valley Cabernets in California, top of the line. And of course the wine master has great deals on them, and we're going to talk in a little detail about some of these great values you can buy, because you can buy them today and tomorrow for the Eagles game. If you'd rather have a nice Barolo or Barbaresco or Amarone or Prosecco or some bubbles and the Gavi whites and great Pinot Grigios. We're going to talk about all of that for your coming football parties and for all of the great times leading up to the Super Bowl. We're also going to have Chef Phil Gormley on from Smithville Inn. You know, Smithville is the perfect winter wonderland to enjoy a nice leisurely evening, walking into the inn, the beautiful historic inn, that big fireplace roaring, the winter specials, what it is to be in the cozy, warm, historic atmosphere of colonial South Jersey. One of the great things about winter here in South Jersey, and we will celebrate that with Chef Philip Gormley. You know, the Circle has these fantastic deals going on, the holiday gift basket clearance, these beautiful baskets. I'm looking at one here with Tito's vodka surrounded by chocolates and cookies. These are great. And gift baskets of IPAs and craft beers. And the gift baskets with the glasses and the cups and the swag. I'm looking at Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and lots of Irish cream. Perfect things for you to have. They're all marked down very low, and they're perfect to bring to a football party or any kind of dinner party for a host gift, a nice basket that's marked down. And then the winter wine sale is the wines marked down to pennies above cost. That's all going on right now. This is one of the great times. And the wines that we're talking about, like when Julia comes on and we start talking about Circle Liquor and wines, these are, half a case. You know, when you see a Barolo or an Amarone, like we're going to talk about, and it's the right year, and Julia says she likes it, you should just grab it, 3, 6, 9 a case, because then you have the beautiful wines that take you right in through the Olympics. And, of course, no better place than the wonderful, wonderful Circle Liquor. Great sponsors of ours, our primary sponsors, the sponsors of the Beverage Garden on the Boardwalk, Mardi Gras on the Boardwalk in Atlantic City, the 24th of June. We're going to talk about that at the end of the show a little bit. We're planning a mega, mega South Jersey All-Star concert to open up And we also have some big Gulf Coast, New Orleans, national, international touring acts scheduled lining up for Mardi Gras on the boardwalk in Atlantic City. And we also want to mention back again in Summers Point, we're delighted that a really knowledgeable, hardworking guy who has done so much for the city of Summers Point, Kirk Garrity, is now the president of the city council. And we're really delighted to say that his president pro temp, president of council, in the event that Kirk is not able to make a meeting or whatever, is our dear friend Janice Johnston, former city council president. These are great, great announcements, great occurrences, developments in the city of Summers Point and for Tony Mark Cares. And we're delighted and we congratulate them. We're really, really looking forward to a great, great summer in Summers Point. As far as the Circle Liquor goes, they give everything all the time to everybody. Not only can you go get the gift baskets at serious discounts and the wines at pennies above cost, but they are contributing to the organizations and doing things for the community. You can really feel good about buying their products because you know that so much is being recycled into the community. I mean, no one does more in terms of a retail liquor store. And that's not to take away from any of the others, because we have some great people who are in that business in South Jersey, but nobody does what the Circle Liquor does. And Jeanette Gemza is the reason. She and her late husband, John Gemza, have a long history of contributing to the community. And that is so important right now that we're able to say the philanthropy, the charity, the support for the community, just fantastic. Jeanette Gemza is the first lady of the Circle Liquor Store. And we love her and we honor her and we thank her. Chester Malloy, the wine master, absolutely great guy to talk to with the knowledge. JM, the big guy, Jordan, Stephanie, Vicky, I could go on. Tim, which is Chet's son, these people make you feel good when you go over there. And I always feel good when I can rely on the wine goddess herself, because she has so much knowledge. She's been trained as a sommelier, and she is doing the research that I don't do. And she's here to share it with us. Julia, welcome to the show. Happy New Year. A hell of a party last night, huh?
Hi, Carmen. We had a great time last night. The music was fantastic.
They did a great job, the guys. They really did. I just got a note from Janice Johnston. I cannot tell you, you know, how much we love her to have her back helping to get things done in a progressive way in Atlantic City. Thank you, Janice. We'll have you on the show to report some of the things that are going on. Let's start with this idea that, you know, the big reds, and then you're going to talk a little bit about the famous whites of the area around Milan. And I want people to understand, people know a lot about Tuscany, of course, because Florence is so famous. But Milan is the class, the fashion center, and has the great areas around it, not just the winemaking areas, but the cheesemaking areas and the and Parma, prosciutto di Parma, and you know, the famous ham. All so many great delicacies and wines come from around Milan. And then going west into the Alpine foothills, Cortina, and that's where you're going to see these gorgeous places And we want to be ready to start drinking and toasting to the beautiful sights and the exciting Olympic, Winter Olympic competitions coming up in Milan and Cortina. Why don't we start right at the top? I think that's what you did, right, which is the king of Italian wine.
The wine area up in that corner, that northwestern corner, is Piedmont. And they have some of the most famous wines in Italy. You're right, the Tuscan wines tend to get a little bit more attention, but these northern Italian wines are also worldwide famous and well-known and have a lot of prestige. And those in particular are Barolo and Barbaresco, the two big reds from the Piedmont area. We'll also talk a little bit about Barbera when we get into our budget-friendly wines.
Barbera, yeah. I mean, in restaurants, you can often see the Barbera di Asti as a moderately priced wine of this great caliber. You should keep your eyes open for that. I often get Barbera di Asti because it's a very good middle-level price on when you go to a fine Italian restaurant. But I have very rarely in my life, Julia, ever tasted a Barolo that I didn't think was good.
Yes.
So let's focus on that.
Barolo, which is the king of the Italian wine.
Right.
And these you'll typically find price for, and some of the most renowned ones will reach over $100. Circle has a terrific variety of different Barolo wines. And the one that we've had recently, and I believe I was pronouncing this wrong because I was thinking Spanish and I was trying to make an H out of that J, but it's actually Vajra, not Vara.
Vajra.
Vajra,
right.
not a silent or an H sounding J like Spanish.
And so after, in what you're writing here, I like to point out to people this wine that you're about to talk about, the Vajra Barolo, D-O-C-G. D-O-C-G is Italian for, and is the acronym for the Italian Denominazione Certificato Grafica, meaning it's certified to be grapes from the region of Piedmont specified on the label by the Italian government. And that's an important thing to know, because there's not total honesty in all the labeling. And when you see DOCG from the Italian government, you know it's certified. Have we drunk this wine yet? I don't know if we
yes,
did. The Vajra.
Yes, we have.
Vajra.
We have. I had some tasting notes for it. So, yes, we have.
Go ahead, please.
So, yeah, and you were mentioning the DOCG for the appellation has so many restrictions as far as where the grapes are grown and how long they're aged and the wine is aged. And all of these regulations make it a very, the quality is very regular. There's not a lot of differentiation in the quality. You know you'll be getting a high quality when you see DOCG on the label.
Right. Exactly.
This one in particular was really nice, and it's interesting on this one. We didn't get a chance to buy a bottle and hold it, but we'll have to try that because I had read that the flavors change a little bit over time. The one that we tasted was a little more fruit-forward, berries, cherries, and some spice, but aging adds some more subtle flavors of like rose and truffle, and the fruits become more like dried fruits. So we'll have to try
which
that.
Which two are you talking about, the Vajra?
Yes, the Vajra.
Oh, different types of the same region.
Oh, this is like if you buy one bottle and just hang on to it for a while, it changes within
right.
the bottle.
That's why I was saying, if you like something, grab it. If you hear something and you want to...
We drink them too
fast. What's that?
We drink them too fast. We just buy them and drink them. Who can hold on to a nice bottle of wine like that?
I don't often mention it.
Here, we would get that much more out of it.
This woman we're talking to is an amazingly great wine drinker, a great guest to have at the house and open the bottles while you're cooking and enjoy the tasting of the wines. But you've got this, he's got it marked down from $40 to $31.99, this Vajra. And, you know, that's a great deal. And let's talk a little bit about some of these others that you have, the Velladoria Barbaresco.
Right, to go along with Barolo, Barbaresco is the queen. So we've got the king and the queen of northern Italy.
Right.
And they're both made from the Nebbiolo grape. So they have quite a lot of similarities. But the difference being that Barbaresco is usually from a lower elevation and the climate's a little bit warmer. It will produce wines that are a little more red fruit, a little fruitier with red fruit notes, a little lighter in the tannins. And the one that we've had from Circle was called Villadoria Barbaresco.
Right, and very accessible price. The Villadoria is marked down from $34 to $26.99. You get a first-class big red from northern Italy for $26.99. You know, Chet's giving you a hell of a bargain. And I see you're also moving on to what I was saying. I was jumping the gun talking about the Barbera grape. But let's just review so everybody knows. The Nebbiolo is one of my favorite grapes. And what you're saying is the Barolo is a little bit different because of the northern climb. The Barbaresco is has the different qualities you just described. Same grape, different climate, right?
Right, that's right. And I'll give you another tip for something even more budget-friendly. So like we said, these wines are DOCG, and they have a lot of restrictions. But if you happen to like that grape variety, you could find bottles that are just labeled Nebbiolo, and they might be very interesting, and they might be at a very good price, made with the same grape, but just maybe don't adhere to all of the regulations that they need for Barolo and Barbaresco.
You are so good. That is exactly what I was thinking. Nebbiolo is famous in the wine world as being one of the greatest of all the grapes. If you see the name Nebbiolo, you know you're starting with a classification of really wonderful grapes. And, you know, similar to what Cabernet Sauvignon grapes have come to be known in France and in California and Italy, Nebbiolo is a great way to start if you see that on the label. And let's talk about Barbera.
Right. So we mentioned that's the more budget-friendly northern Italian wine. It's not the same grape. It's made from Barbera. And so it's not exactly the same as the other two. But it's a northern Italian. It's fruit-forward and embodied. So I think it's another one. If you like the Barolo and the Barbaresco, Barbera is definitely one to try.
Right. And the La Spinetta, you can't go wrong for $20.99, but he has a full range, you're saying, aged in oak. Tell us about that.
Yeah, aged for 12 months. So it has some oak influence, but not as much as some of the bigger wines that you might find that are aged for a couple of years.
Let's move on to one of my, and by the way, before we move on, don't forget, $12 to $25, these Barbera wines. And you can talk to Chet or Jeanette if she's there, or JM. You can talk to the people there, and they'll direct you to some of these great. Or you can send an email to boozylifestyle@gmail.com, and our wonderful you know, I don't want to call you the consigliere. You're the wine
sommelier.
Connoisseur, the sommelier. You'll help people with this. And then, of course, also, I like the idea that you pointed out that that Moscato, now the Cortez de Gavi, we're talking about moving into one of my favorite wines in northern Italy, the Gavi. Let's talk about that because they have some great white wines that are just perfect for when you have a light seafood sauce, like the sauce I made for you all the other night, my pasta decatur, the creamy shrimp and spicy New Orleans fusion, kind of like a New Orleans spicy oyster dish fused with a fettuccine alfredo. Agave, it's written all over it, right? It's perfect.
Oh, the agave was perfect with that. It was really good. Yeah so Cortese di Gavi, Cortese is the grape, and Gavi is the appellation. And it's not to be outdone by Barolo and Barbaresco. It also has a nickname, the White Monarch.
The White Monarch. Okay, so we have the King, the Queen, and the White Monarch, which is Gavi. And you said Cortez is the grape?
Yes, that's the grape variety.
Right, and we like the Pio Cesare. It's very reliable. And then also, for people, there are people who want a little sweeter wine. I love that Moscato that you that we've been drinking, thanks to your recommendation. You know, it's really very clean and very tasty, like an excellent German Mosel. Tell us about that one, the Moscati from the Gavi region. Moscato.
Yeah, on this one, I particularly want to point out that people should pay attention to this recommendation because there are, if you go to Circle, you're going to see dozens, literally dozens of different Moscato. It's very popular.
Right.
But you'll see a lot of companies like Barefoot and Crane Lake that are kind of the mass produced variety. So I would recommend to go just a little bit more higher end. I mean, we're not talking breaking the bank. This is only a $20 bottle of wine. But it's something from a family made winery that's got some quality, and it's really good. It's also La Spinetta that we've recommended for some
right.
of our other wines too, the Barbera in particular. And
La Spinetta is easy to remember. And remember, when we're talking about these kinds of prices, these are prices that Chet is putting them out at. You can see them, you just run down the corner to a liquor store, you can see them at a lot. The same wine we're talking about at $30-$35. But we got to get over to my favorite place for Pinot Grigio in Italy, Friuli. I really want people to know that, you know, these are the great Pinot Grigios. There are a lot of Central Coast wines in California that are coming on really great. They have some great ones. But for my money, in Friuli, up in the Alpine, this is when we get into the Cortina part of the show, okay? Let's talk about that for a minute. As always, we're running out of time. We have so much wine and so little time.
Well, the best part of that was our throwdown. We bought two Pinot Grigios from Friuli. One was called Benvolio, and the other was Cabolani. And we did a little kind of blind throwdown and
right.
to see which we liked. And
I liked the one that was $9.
I guess.
Which one was that?
For $9, that certainly delivered. That was Benvolio, and it was very pleasant on the nose, nice tart apple fruit. The fruit was a little more forward than the other one, and it was bright.
This is ridiculous, okay?
Very food-friendly.
This is, you're getting this wine for $9 a bottle. That's like Cabot. That's like, you know, Cabot, which is produced on an industrial scale. You're getting this fat. I love this one. And what was the other one was like 20-something, and this one was 9, Julia?
No, not even. The other one is only 15. And the other one was 22. I found
they were both good, and they both went very well, you know, with these, you know, these light pasta dishes. I like to throw these things together, scampis and all of these other things. I'm going to make marinara sauce today, which means we're going to be doing the pink and the blush and all of that. You know, these wines are so great. They have body, right? That's what I say. I really can't say the other thing on the radio. I could, but body. We'll say they have body. Which ones are we recommending? Those two and the Cabo Cabalani. Right?
And let me just say, so people can follow up on this, on my website, boozylifestyle.com, I have a special tab there of all the radio show wines that I post right after the show, and people will see everything written down in case you need to make a little list to take to Circle Liquor Store.
That's great. I really appreciate it. You are so terrific. Let's not forget the Prosecco's. Nancy's favorite thing is bubbles, and she loves the Bel Casal, which Circle has chilled, so you can grab it and take it with you. And also, the Ruffino is always, the Ruffino Prosecco is consistently priced at a really good level. We've been picking it up around $13, $14 a bottle. And, you know, Ruffino is famous as being one of the great Chianti makers of Tuscany. Julia, I can't thank you enough. Chef Phil is waiting. We can't keep the chef waiting, but we can thank you and will you come back on the show soon in the next week or two so we can continue the great wines of the Olympics party that we're starting?
Sure. We'll see you then.
Thank you so much. We'll see
you too,
at the next dinner party. This is Julia Stacy Riley, and you can communicate with her at Boozy Lifestyles.
BoozyLifestyle.com.
Boozy Lifestyles at, or send her an email at BoozyLifestyle@gmail.com. Thank you, Julia. We'll see you at the next party next week. I want to thank her and her husband for being such a great part, Mike Riley and Julia Stacy Riley. We have one of the finest executive chefs at what I think is one of the best restaurants on the mainland. In South Jersey, absolutely one of the top. The charming, cozy, and beautiful Smithville Inn. Chef Philip Gormley, what do you got for us, Chef? What's happening?
Good afternoon, Carmen. Thanks for having me on today. You know, it's a pretty busy Saturday, still in January, amazingly. So, you know, we're just getting it done. We got multiple banquets, weddings, and it's a little rainy, so maybe lunch isn't too good for a la carte. But dinner, it'll be coming for dinner because we got a good lineup of food, nice a la carte menu, which we'll be talking about a little today, right?
Phil, I'm coming next week. I'll let you know what night. Before I get out of South Jersey, I got to have a wintertime meal at Smithville Inn and see that fireplace crackling. You've got specials? You got specials going on?
Yeah, well, this evening we usually do specials Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and they rotate. Like tonight we have a 6-ounce filet grilled with 2 blackened shrimp, and we have a salmon with a nice lemon cream sauce and mashed potatoes and asparagus. And then during the week, the last couple weeks, because it's December, we didn't have any specials, but coming next week, starting on Thursday, we'll be doing the date night, so Tuesdays and Thursdays, typically during the week. For $42, you can get 3-course meals. This week I got a veal piccata. What else did I put on there? I have flat iron steak with garlic herb butter, mashed Yukons, asparagus, and off the top of my head, this here, pot pie. We have our famous pot pie on that menu as well, so you can get salad, appetizer, your entree, and a choice of dessert, lemon, raspberry, or a chocolate trilogy cake. So it's a good deal, $42 a person, three courses.
Yes, a great deal. And, you know, we want to come out and taste some of those different things that you're putting together. When you say, I've got veal piccata, people should understand. When this man says veal, he's talking about the best quality veal you can buy. And that's important because there's, you know, veal is something that's very delicate, and everything that Chef Phil Gormley procures is top of the line. So we want to eat veal piccata out there with you, man. That's for damn sure.
I appreciate it. Yeah, we'll pound it out nice and thin on the line, dredge it in a seasoned flour, give it a good sear. We got the fresh scampi sauce. We use fresh lemons, lemon zest, chicken stock. It's good.
Right. Perfect with that Gavi wine we were just talking about. Perfect. You know, some of these Northern Italian wines are bold enough to stand up to a veal dish like that. Perfect. Even though, you know, if you want to get red, the Barbera di Asti we just talked about, perfect with a veal dish like that. You know, in between, not too heavy with the tannins, perfect choice. And, of course, Smithville has an excellent wine list, and everything. The service at your place is, you know, it starts at the top with the Coppola family. Tony Coppola's one of the great entrepreneurs in the restaurant business in New Jersey. And he's got you, one of the great executive chefs, and you've got Ruben and these sous chefs. The quality just starts at the top and goes down. And that's why people want to have their events there, because they know they can trust the event to the kind of quality production that you have. I know that if somebody said to me, where can I get to go to a wedding or a rehearsal dinner, you know, on the mainland, there'd be no question. Your Smithville would be one of the first words out of my mouth. What are some of the other things that you put on the winter menu? Make us salivate a little bit here, Phil.
So Fridays, we'll be bringing back prime rib next week, $35 for a 12-ounce piece of prime rib with the Yorkshire pudding I know you love so much, baked potato, and green beans, fresh sautéed green beans with red onions, and you get your au jus.
If somebody out there doesn't know what we're saying when we say Yorkshire pudding, go out and get this prime rib just so you can see what a real old-fashioned English Yorkshire pudding looks like. Very few places make it because it's a lost art. So you should check it out just for the Yorkshire pudding. A very interesting thing. It's not really like a pudding at all. It's kind of like how would you describe it, Phil?
So it's simple. It's three ingredients. It's eggs, milk, and then your flour, all-purpose flour. But it's got to be room temperature, and then you have your grease, or a lot of people like to use lard, and you get it ripping hot, like 400 degrees. So then when you pour the batter in, it bubbles, it almost cooks, and then you put it in the oven and it rises. So inside there's a bit of a cavity, and you have that eggy texture, nice. Crispy on the outside, and then you fill it with au jus, and I like to put mashed potatoes in it, and you have like a good bite with the bread and all the meat juice. It's quite a thing. It's and my mother-in-law, she is from England, and she loves Yorkshire pudding, so every holiday we have to have them.
These are lost arts we're talking about here. I want people to understand, you're going to spend money to go out, special occasion. This is why, like you're saying, in early January with questionable weather and this and that and people getting ready to go on vacation, Smithville is still busy because the quality is non-parallel. And you know, I just, what he just talked about there, very difficult to find. I mean, like on a cruise ship or something, or at a gourmet dinner in a special event, you'll see this. But most walk-in restaurants, you're not going to see what he just talked about. What else do you have?
So on our winter menu, which is like, well, I guess we'll go on with the, so Monday we're looking to see what we could do. We might do, you know, buy one, get one half off type of thing, but we're still working on that. It's also the 250-year anniversary of Smithville, so we might integrate that into a Monday special. And then Wednesday, we have Wine Down Wednesday, so you get a grouping of appetizers for $7, $8, $9, and then, you know, wines. I don't know the exact price, but I know they have them for low amounts, you know, anywhere between $7 and $10 glass of wine. So you can go and for $30 or $40, you can have a really great time and try different things on the menu that you wouldn't normally get to try if you're having a dinner and one appetizer or splitting something, you know.
I might be out there Wednesday, so.
Yeah, it's a good one, and I believe. And they usually do live music as well at the bar.
That's great, man. So some of the other things that you're making, and just hit us with a couple of more things. The chicken pot pie is one of the best anywhere, and that's perfect for the winter. The prime rib makes great, is great. What other things have you put on the winter menu that would not be on the summer menu that you want to brag about for a second?
Well, one salad we have. Well, we have two salads that are integral to this time of year. So we have a Brussels sprout salad. It's shredded or shaved Brussels sprouts with toasted almonds, candied cranberries, and then an apple cider vinaigrette. And then we have a roasted butternut squash salad. So we take a burrata, and then we roast butternut squash and sun-dried cherries. We make a maple honey glaze and fig jam and candied pecans with a bit of arugula.
Wow.
So you have the sweet and the little bit of bitter from the arugula, and the fig jam is really, really nice to pair with that. Moving on to the entrees. So we have a shrimp and grits. We use a U8 shrimp, 6'8". It's the biggest shrimp I think you can get until it becomes almost like a lobster. But we have four giant shrimp on there, crispy pancetta. We make our grits with Gouda cheese. And we have Swiss chard in the middle as a garnish, and then a bit of chive oil. So
that sounds great. Oh, my God. That one, you got me on that one. Boy, I really want U8. You know, when he's saying U8, he's talking 8 shrimps to a pound. Okay, that's like each shrimp is 2 ounces. It's like each shrimp is like a lobster tail. You know, I mean,
They're quite large. You know, I remember bringing out, my mom had come to dinner, and we brought that plate out, and everybody's like, oh, my goodness, look at those shrimp. So it's not often you see shrimp that size.
Wow.
So, and then we have a seafood portofino, scallops, mussels, clams, and shrimp with the fish of the day. It's usually mahi. Sometimes we'll have leftover, like sea bass or halibut, and what we'll put in there. And then we make a light sherry seafood cream sauce. It's got lemon zest, lemon juice. We deglaze with sherry and seafood stock.
I love that sauce. I'm sorry to interrupt you again.
I
know your menu, and I love eating at your place. That sauce that Chef Bill Gormley is talking about right now is so wonderful. I like to make sauces like that, and this one stands out, again, because I don't go into many restaurants and have a sauce and walk out and say, my God, that was so great. That was as good as I could make, maybe better than I could make. I love that sauce. It's a seafood portofino.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. And then moving on with fish, because it is a grill or steak heavy, the menu this time of the year, but we do have an extensive amount of fish. We got the tuna, the crab cakes, the wasabi tuna has been on there a long time. The crab cakes, the recipe hasn't changed. But we have a pan-seared halibut, so 8-ounce, nice center-cut piece of halibut with crab meat and mushroom cream sauce, mashed Yukons and sautéed spinach. So that's quite decadent. And then we got our rack of lamb. It's normal. We have our filet medallions. Yeah, the rack of lamb is New Zealand.
The sauce on your rack of lamb is exceptionally great. I just love it.
Yeah, we make all our sauces in the house. So, you know, we'll take all our meat scraps from prime ribs, or we cut our New York strips, and we take all the scraps and make a au jus, and then from the au jus we'll make a demi-glace. And then the au jus obviously is used for prime ribs, so you dual purpose those scraps, and we have a lot of them. Then filet medallions, we change the sauce, but it's similar to before, but we do a brandy peppercorn demi, so we have the green peppercorns in the sauce.
Right.
And the short rib pot roast, very, very popular. People absolutely love the short rib pot roast, tender.
Oh, I love it, too.
Yeah, fall off the fork.
Yeah,
braised in wet red wine.
Perfect winter dish.
And what else we have here? So New York strip steak, of course. That's a staple. Everyone loves a nice center cut New York strip steak. We cut them in-house, 12 ounces. Montreal steak seasoning compound butter with Parmesan-crusted ribless potatoes and a roasted broccoli. So that's really good.
Beautiful.
And then
the dessert, Phil, you got that fantastic apple phyllo dessert, right? That's my favorite. And then Nancy likes the bomb. You make one. Is it a chocolate peanut butter bomb you make?
Yeah, so it's peanut butter mousse, chocolate ganache, and it's gluten-free. So anyone who's coming here looking for a great gluten-free option, it's a top-notch dessert for someone who is gluten insensitive.
Top-notch, so nice. Right. Everything you do is top-notch. Phil, thank you so much for being on the show. We love Smithville Inn, the Coppola family, Chef Phil Gormley, and all of your people there. Always the very, very best. I'll be out next week to eat, all right?
I appreciate that. We'll be looking forward to seeing you.
No, I can't wait to come out. I enjoy Smithville so much, and I know everyone does. It's one of the finest restaurants in South Jersey. Chef Phil Gormley, thanks for sharing all of the wintertime good times. I can't think of a better thing to do in the winter here than come in there and see that fireplace and eat your food. Thank you, my friend. God bless you. Happy
God
New
bless
Year.
You. Happy New Year. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you, Chef. Chef Bye-bye. Philip Gormley from the great, great Smithville Inn. We're looking forward. As I said, we're not going to be in Jersey that long because we're headed back to Fort Lauderdale, Fort Everglades to get on the Big Easy cruise, which I think is just about sold out now. But we're going to be looking at some other things, and we're also going to be looking at the legendary Rhythm and Blues cruise January 27th, a year from now. You just might hear quite a bit about how we're going to have some Jersey people, some Jersey performers jumping on that ship and being part of the original and the best, most exciting Rhythm and Blues cruise in the world, the legendary Rhythm and Blues cruise. The Big Easy cruise leaves the 18th, a week from tomorrow. But before we get there, we'll be at Smithville Inn. I want to mention that Resorts has some great happy hours going on right now. Resorts Casino has a tremendous culinary department, and we'll be bringing them in the next week or two to talk to us about it. For instance, you wanted to do something different and a little bit more interesting to watch the Eagles tomorrow. Resorts will have it happening over there, and I want to say Happy New Year to all of them. I also want to invite everybody to follow us and see all the things that are developing. Right now is the time of the year when we start to put out some of the great national, international entertainers who are going to be performing. As I was saying before, we're very hopeful. We've already made a proposal to the city of Summers Point beginning on June 12th and rolling through September 11th. And of course, the city also is going to be producing with other government entities the birthday party. It was funny that Phil said Smithville, 250 years old. The United States is 250 years old. That's how historic Smithville Inn is, and we're going to be having a birthday party on the beach in Summers Point, and Tony Marquez has already offered to do everything we can do to make that special and great for everyone in the coming 2026. We're really, last night we had a lot of people at Josie Kelly's who all were saying the same thing. It looks like it's going to be a great season, and that is exactly right. In Atlantic City, on the boardwalk, and in Summers Point, on the historic bayfront, the Legacy Concerts on the beach will be the 33rd anniversary season of Concerts on the Beach since Nick Regine started them as the community education and recreation director. Nick is planning on doing a South Jersey Jazz Society concert the Friday night before the 12th of June, the 5th of June. So we are already working hard to put together a spectacular summer for you all. And as I've said, we offer it to everyone. Tony Mark Cares is actively seeking sponsors and contributions and doing fundraising because we want to make it really great. We're going to try very hard to have Trey Twitty back. He did a super, super show. Conway Twitty and Elvis Presley and all that rockabilly. But unfortunately, it was the night, August 22nd, that the hurricane flooded the beach. But fortunately, we had a great time at Josie Kelly's, which is our number one rain venue. Again, we want to thank them for what a great job they did last night for us. And very active, lots of things going on. A lot of great ideas from Circle Liquor Store. Remember, Jordan is not just the craft beer guy. He's the bourbon guy. They have well over 200 bourbons and perfect rye whiskeys and single barrel whiskeys and single malt scotches and all of those perfect things to have for your wintertime parties and your football parties. We're all very excited that the Eagles are going to be doing what they're going to do tomorrow, and I see no damn reason why they can't repeat. And we are going to do one thing to support them, stock up on lots of great wine and lots of good things from the Circle Liquor Store, where it's really a pleasure to get ready to let the good times roll. The hospitality, the service. We thank Circle Liquor Store and Rich Gerber. I forgot to mention that Rich Gerber has all the necessary information to help solve the Medicare puzzle. Medicare renewal is coming up. Call Richard at 609-653-9101. Next week, we will do a whole special segment on Rich Gerber and what he can do for you. But in the meantime, give him a call. We want to thank our sponsor, Rich Gerber, 609-653-9101. Richard, we love you, and we love you all, and thank you all. And until we see you, let's get ready to let the good times roll.
The preceding program was paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents.